Hello, my friends, it's Andy and Hattie coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California for the Living Fearless Devotional.
A production of Riz. I don't understand our graphic. We suddenly got so close, didn't we? How did we get so close to the screen?
You moved the camera.
Oh, welcome to ResurrectMinistry.com, where we're harnessing the power of the internet to share the gospel throughout the world. Check out our content, books you may like, worship bands, pastors that you may never have heard of and would like to listen to. You know, there's actually a couple I'd like to add. I want to add John Randall.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. And I got to double check if you guys have any suggestions. Love to hear them. Drop us a line. We love to hear from you, whether it's a prayer request or you like to pray for us. That would be awesome. And if you care to partner with us, click the donate now button. That's truly a blessing for us.
And make sure you comment. Let us know what you think about the devotional, about what it is that we are talking about. And if you have anything to add, something maybe different, maybe a different take on what it is that we're hearing either in the devotional from A.W. Tozier or from the scripture that we are reading. And make sure and let us know if you have any prayer requests towards the end of the broadcast. We will be giving a prayer to those that give us their requests. Make sure and look in the description for our sponsors. We have LifeWise, which is a great company. It's a Christian-run company that has supplements that help you with inflammation, sleep, and turn back the hands of time on your face. Make sure and go to StreamYard. That's the platform we're using to go live right now on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Rumble. And when you're not in trouble like me, you can actually go live on Instagram. So make sure and use StreamYard for that. There's a free version that you can use for a while until you get the feel of it and then get some more bells and whistles.
Why don't we try logging into my Instagram?
Oh.
Yeah.
That is
it. I'm always in less trouble than you.
What? No. Remember, they completely took your Instagram off the face of the earth?
They literally did.
So don't, be holier than thou.
And actually that name, I can never get Resurrect Ministry at Resurrect Ministry back.
Oh, that's crazy. Isn't on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The last thing I need you to do is prepare your Bibles for Galatians 1:1-5. That's what we will be reading. Tozier's only going to be visiting Galatians 1:1. Galatians. I have my Galatians on.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh, sorry about that. Went to my old snort. All right. We're reading from A.W. Tozier, as I just mentioned, for The Christian Leader. And it's March 4th. Worthy to Lead is the title. And as I said, Galatians 1:1 is the reference that says, Paul, an apostle, just in case you didn't know, not of men, neither of man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. You playing chess? A.W. says, conformity to the word of God is always right, but obedience to religious leaders is good only if those leaders prove themselves worthy to lead. Leadership in the Church of Christ is a spiritual thing and should be so understood by everyone. It takes more than a ballot to make a leader. If the church is to prosper spiritually, she must have spiritual leadership, not leadership by majority vote. It is highly significant that when the Apostle Paul found it necessary to ask for obedience among the young churches, he never appealed to them on the grounds that he had been duly elected to office. He asserted his authority as an apostle appointed by the head of the church. He held his position by right of sheer spiritual ascendancy. The only earthly right that should be honored among the children of the new creation.
Renew within me, Lord, even today, a sense of my divine call that helped me to live a holy life, exemplary in faithfulness, so that I might indeed be a leader worthy to lead.
Amen.
So of all the wacky church practices I've heard of, I have not heard of an election for a pastor.
No.
Thank God we don't do that. I don't know. Have you heard of one that's ever done that?
Well, I know that at a church that I went to for a very long time, there was an insurrection, so to speak.
Right.
And while they had put one of the pastors on a sabbatical, but when he came back, it was all in turmoil. And somehow they decided, I don't know if it was an election or the elders.
Oh, so it could have been an election of the elders.
It could have been. And one of the two pastors that were up in the you know, the leadership positions. Right. One was a teaching pastor. One was the head pastor, I guess it's called. Eventually something was decided. And so.
Interesting. Yeah. And that happens all the time. So yeah. Maybe it is happening by a vote.
Yeah.
It's a vote of the elders.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if one of them just gave in on their own, but I think that it was.
Yeah, meeting. Because it's often hostile, right? So the pastor doesn't usually voluntarily leave.
No.
So you're right. There's got to be some kind of vote that's happening then. Wacky. Well, on the flip side of this, I'd like to say that I've heard one of the guys, Mike Myers, on Remnant Radio, tells a very dramatic story of how he was kicked out of his church because he didn't agree with the vision of the apostle. So churches that do believe in the gifts that are charismatic believe that there are people that still hold the office of the apostle. And as a consequence, they are the ones, similar to what Paul says here, I'm anointed by God to set the vision for this church. And in so doing, we're saying we're going to be entirely focused on prayer. Our mission, we're not going to be using missionaries for a little while. We're not going to be doing this or that. We're going to be focused on prayer. And so when this guy objected to that focus, they're like, how dare you argue with the apostle? And he's like, wait a minute. Are we a cult now? Like, what do you mean don't argue with the apostle? Like, everything had started to come down to, no, the apostle said. And that leads to an abuse of power, right? Which is why a lot of people don't like the gifts. So I'm not going to say that I don't like the gifts. I think and love that all gifts are still available. That's my belief. But there has to be a checks and balances on this idea of I have the anointing of God and you don't. And therefore, I decide everything on my own. So we don't want to vote, but we don't want tyranny.
True. Well, that you kind of leading into, you covered most of my question was then. So I understand how Pastor Jack Hibbs became the lead pastor of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. Essentially was leading the Bible study that just continued to grow. And he was just always seemed to be the one that God had called to be the leader of that.
And Chuck anointed him.
And then, yeah, Chuck anointed him. That's right.
Yes.
But now, how does that happen when Jack decides to retire?
Well, let's not take Jack as an example because I don't know his structure. But let's take Mars Hill.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, and the church that I was a part of at Bel Air Presbyterian. I watched a hostile takeover too. I came right after the hostile takeover. So unless you're on the board of the elders, you don't really know. So, but the Presbyterian churches, a lot of them are very structured in the sense that they have elders and leaders, and there's a certain number of them, and they do vote on things. They vote on buy more property, the budget, all kinds of things. And so what happened to like Driscoll in Mars Hill is he was one of several board members. And I used to do nonprofit governance law for a while throughout my career because I did a lot of contracts with the federal government, and that's how I used NGO. I used non-governmental vehicles to do it. Mm-hmm. You can have a hostile takeover of an NGO just as much as you can a corporate one, in the sense that they could stack the votes during an annual meeting, get people elected, throw out certain people, the officers. Right. So the board members can throw out the officers, to make a long story short. So Driscoll ended up getting thrown out of his own church that he built because of the corporate voting structure of the organization. And that's happened, I don't know how many countless of times across the country that we don't know of.
Right.
So the question becomes how, and so Furtick and Driscoll now are often accused of structuring their boards in a way that they can't get thrown out. In other words, they put family members and
for sure Mark Driscoll.
Right.
Pastor Mark Driscoll has done that.
Right.
Even Furtick has been
accused of doing that. So not necessarily family, but people that are so close. Like there's what outsiders would describe an echo chamber. These are just, you know, seven families. They control everything. They have been with him from the beginning. And they continue to control everything. And everyone's like, well, that's not fair. Well, I don't see why it's not fair.
Me either.
Yeah,
like, don't go to the church.
Yeah, I don't like it. You know what I mean? If you don't trust them, don't give them your money.
Right.
But if you believe in their vision and you trust that they're executing the money as they say they are or whatever, then give.
Right.
And if you don't like it, don't give. But yeah, it's a pretty murky field in.
And I think that's my question is that when a church starts through one person and then grows because they're teaching biblically and it's been anointed by God and the followers come because they feel that presence of God when they're there, that's all fine. But I was wondering, and you answered it on one level, but on another level, should the church then just, when they're gone, it dissolves?
I mean, historically, it's not supposed to. You're supposed to elect somebody. I mean, like Chino Valley, I think it's Chino Valley next to Jack. Pastor died, son came, you know, and to take Phil's place, and then the son committed suicide. And then they were scrambling for a very long time and never really got their footing back. And so then, I don't know, so then they start to sell the churches, you know what I mean? Yep. And some new people come in, kind of like Evie Free, I think, too. After Chuck Swindoll, they tried a couple of people. Nobody can hold on to it. Then it tries a completely different leadership. It's a really...
The Vineyard in Anaheim.
Vineyard is going through that right now, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting time in a church's life.
Yeah, and very different than what Tozer is saying here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fascinating question because you would think that somebody who's given their blood, sweat, and tears should have a right to control the future of an entity in an organization. But then you say, well, no, it's God's organization, and as it changes, God's in control. Man has free will, and so a lot of these organizations are corrupted by man.
And there's just some people that are. I'm just taking, I know this is probably a bad idea, but I'm just taking God out of it. There are some people that are just leaders and have vision and have things that other people don't have. You take Stephen Jobs for Apple, that, you know, he and, you know, a few other guys, I forget their names, Wozniak, I think is another one. They create the Apple computer in a garage and it grows, and Steve Jobs out of the men becomes what is considered the leader of this company and makes fantastic decisions early on. And then a bunch of people that think they know better than him, they have a hostile takeover and kick him out of Apple.
Right.
And then the company starts to take a nosedive and they go, would you come back? Would you come back and save us? Essentially. And Steve Jobs comes back and he is able to lead the company back to and goes even beyond what it was before. That's my concern with some of these churches, like, and I'm going to go back to Pastor Jack. I know that we left him for a minute, but yeah, I mean, I know some of the pastors are fantastic that he has on staff, but what happens? I mean, that's just so,
I don't know his structure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would presume they would trust his decision on who he would appoint as his successor or, you know, as the head past senior pastor when he retires. But I don't know that for sure.
Pastor Mark Driscoll that you brought up is like, he's such a strong voice.
Right.
Like, how do you do that? Now with Pastor Bob and Josh, if we're looking at that, those two, that church is in great hands. Calvary Chapel, East Anaheim.
Right. But many would say Chino Hills is the same between Shadrach and some of the other guys, Josh.
He has a Josh too.
Yeah, he has a Josh too. That they would be prepared when the time came. Who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. Let's read the scripture. And we have, well, first, let me just say hi to Lisa Wood.
Hi, Lisa.
She's watching her grandson.
How sweet.
That's awesome. And then Kate from Down Under. Good morning from Australia. Nice to see you.
Guys, we just decided we're going to go on live. And actually, it looks like we may be able to give a little bit of a schedule. Maybe in the beginning of the week, we can give a little schedule.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be gone on.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Dave Bostick, are you up in the air? Are you in your heli? Our helicopter.
Is that a Hilo?
That too. Hilo is Hawaiian for helicopter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
helicopter. I wanted to call it Angel, so I was trying to stop myself from doing that because our Anaheim Police Department, where I worked, our helicopter was.
Is that how you know it?
She called it Angel. I don't think so.
Oh,
I think I don't know. How do I know you, Dave?
Sitting here waiting.
I think we know the same God. I think that's how we know
yes,
each other.
Yes, for sure.
We're friends with the big guy. Uh-huh. A different big guy than the big guy in the White House.
Yes. Oh.
Sure. And he's sitting here waiting to start her up. Do you get out and do you do this with the blaze to get it started?
No.
No.
Isn't that from like the 20s?
It's actually an airplane. They've never done it with a helicopter.
Okay.
All right. Enough silliness. Let's go to Galatians 1.
Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. See, like, can you imagine somebody nowadays saying, I am John, the apostle, sent not by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father.
Mm.
You know, the authority with which Paul was able to speak. And I think that's why a lot of people do not believe in the office of the apostle anymore. Mm. Or the title of apostle, because so that nobody goes around talking like that.
Especially Paul, what do you understand? I think what Pastor Jack describes him as being very short, in his eyes very close together, and not being
bull-legged,
riding
a horse,
not being a very good looking man.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, God sent you.
So you're saying he needed to speak with even more authority?
Yeah,
he was so unattractive.
I'm only passing on what Pastor Jack Hibbs said.
No, he said he described those traits, but not to say that he spoke with authority because of those traits. Anyways, sometimes you get us so sidetracked. It's hard for me to come back on track.
But I'm just saying,
I'm not feeling well.
He obviously had to have some authority, I think, to help with his appearance. It just helped. That's all.
So in other words, if he was good looking, he wouldn't need to speak with authority?
You know that that's true. You know that's true. A good looking man running for president, or let's say woman, I know, I don't want to get in trouble, does much better in the polling than a homely one.
They do better, but does it change their speech? I don't think so.
No, he probably spoke very well.
No.
But they just go look at him.
So Paul is notoriously not a good speaker.
Oh, that's right. That he had that too. Yes. I forgot about that. So
I think he chose his words even more powerfully so that his authority would be demonstrated, because his speech and his stature did not demonstrate it.
And his testimony was incredible.
Right.
The things that he went through, who he used to be before he became an apostle, all of that that God gave him was exceptional. Nobody else could have that authority.
Yes.
So yeah. What else from the scripture? Grace and peace to you.
Just the summation of the gospel in verses 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
Grace and peace, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
The present evil age back then.
Right.
And today.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? And listen to the next part as we go on. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in grace in Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion or trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
Wow.
Back then. A couple months after Jesus passed, you know, after he was resurrected. And they're already, you know, making the golden cow, preaching a different gospel.
Yeah, I mean, right after they not only hear from witnesses of Jesus Christ's, you know, miracles and things like that, but some people actually saw them, and it wasn't but an hour later, decided to, I don't know about this.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Wow. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are in time. You're going to have the haters that want to bring you down.
For sure.
Well, we got a bunch of, I don't know. Oh, hey, Cindy. Nice to see you.
Hey, Cindy. How's church going? What is Dave mean by numerous pursuit? What they're doing with the sheriff's department?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe when you asked what he was doing there?
Numerous pursuit of people crossing the border.
I'm guessing. Okay. Cindy. Yes. Cool.
Dan Bongino was talking about... you know, because Mayorkas is continually saying that, we are sending people back and we are upholding the laws. And like, right. People are like, what are you talking about? I guess there was some rapist that they had in custody in the local sheriff's department, even in Florida, that they had to let go because ICE wouldn't come and take him to deport him.
Wow.
And anyway, he ended up contacting the congressman and they ended up talking to some other stuff. But it's just madness. It's never ending, numerous pursuit of numbskulls coming across the border. They're sending numbskulls.
Yeah.
From these other countries. Load vehicles. Wow. Thank you, Dave, again for doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Cindy says.
Church is super interesting. She will voice message us.
Oh.
I really quick need to learn Spanish. Oh boy, that's a common theme these days.
I keep telling my son, he's in Spanish and he's having difficulty with it, and I said, you don't know how important in the upcoming world we're gonna have to learn Spanish just to live in the United States,
right?
You better make sure and hit those books and try to figure out what's going on. You know, they have to speak Spanish in the class. They're not allowed to speak English. But he's
so he just stays quiet,
I guess. So he's struggling to keep up with everything that's going on, but I tell him how important it is for him to learn Spanish. But I'm not sure.
I don't know how to speak Spanish either.
I used to know a lot more Spanish when I was on the job because you had to use it more often and I could understand what people were saying. But once you get out of that world, it quickly goes away. Now, you know Farsi.
I do. I should have known French. I've studied it for 13 years. But that's definitely quickly leaving my brain.
Should we start going to French restaurants?
I had all this Muslim knowledge in my head that was then transplanted by biblical knowledge. And then language skills are way far behind in terms of my brain's menopause retention list of priorities. It's like French is nowhere on the list for my brain to be like, that's irrelevant. She doesn't need that anymore. Get rid of that. We need to make space.
It seems to me, when you're speaking, I was going to say Persian, when you're speaking Farsi, that you use some French words like merci.
Yeah. Yes. There's a couple of French words.
Yeah. Do you use fromage?
No.
As I use fromage all the time. Not even for cheese. I use it for other stuff. Like when I say goodbye at a French restaurant. Fromage.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Cindy says that she's Duolingo.
She's using Duolingo.
Oh.
She's on her 87-day streak on her app.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Suddenly
was an app.
Immersed in Spanish.
Yes.
Cindy also knows a little Hebrew, forgotten most of it. Did you have a bat mitzvah, Cindy? hey, Kathy. Welcome. We were telling everybody earlier that we are going to be doing some regular programming, I mean, as regular as Hedy and Andy can be, on Mondays and Wednesdays or Thursdays at 12.
It's kind of funny. The day we decided to do that, we look at our calendar, and then this week I leave for Detroit on Wednesday.
Yes.
And then while I'm flying back from Detroit, you're flying to Tennessee.
Yes.
And so starting, I think we'll do one tomorrow. We have one scheduled for tomorrow or no?
I think so. Or we tried.
But then we will be off the air for 6 days, or at least 6 days, maybe 7 days.
Yes.
Because we are traveling to different parts of the world. Not only is our life sometimes in different parts of Yorba Linda, but even of our travel schedules, different parts of the United States. Yes. Yeah, she had a bat mitzvah.
Oh, so sweet. I remember bat mitzvah season. Growing up in Beverly Hills, it was a lot of fun. I learned Gaelic, Irish.
Gaelic? Yep.
Tennessee, where in Tennessee? I am going to Nashville. My daughter has a cheer competition in Nashville.
I noticed nobody popped up and said, where in Detroit are you going?
Everybody knows you go to a courthouse.
No, just like who lives in Detroit that watches our show?
No. Kevin.
He doesn't live in Detroit.
Close.
Well.
Close by.
Yeah, Kevin, if you're watching this on the replay, maybe we can connect while I'm in Detroit.
Yes.
Where am I? What city am I actually staying in?
You're going to be in Detroit.
Fort Sumter.
Sumner? I think it's close to
Detroit. Oh, no, that was something else. That's Wisconsin, and I'm going to some fort.
Fort Collins in Colorado.
Oh, in
Colorado and Wyoming.
Hedy makes all my arrangements. I have no idea where I'm going, but
half the time I don't know either.
Any prayer requests? We're going to put out another request for prayer requests for anybody. Kate, we know that you had a battle with your car. You were in an MMA battle, apparently. Andy is lost. What am I lost on? Like where I am in the United States?
And Kathy says she's in Tennessee. We're not in Kentucky, and just a few minutes north of Nashville. Yeah. Wow, small world.
Very cool.
I wish I could say we can get together, but I have no idea where this little cheer competition is going to drag me.
Let me get rid of the lower third there. Oh, well, God has been moving in some amazing ways with us, prompting you to get your book done.
Yes. Are you, how much closer? Contract today.
Oh, you signed it.
And pay the deposit.
Contract signed. What?
Yes.
You paid them the $10?
Yes.
Wow. What kind of book are you going to get for $10?
Can you imagine?
That's great news.
It is.
See, I'm learning this as we sit here.
Yeah.
That's great. How'd you feel? You nervous?
I'm very nervous.
No, everything's great. Did they appreciate you rewriting their contract?
I haven't heard back yet. It's good to go now for future reference.
You know what's fantastic? And this isn't a slant. These are friends of mine that I love dearly that are helping you.
Yes.
And they're not attorneys. But they put together a contract that they've probably used 100 times.
Right.
Maybe more. And they give it to you, who you are an attorney, and you've dealt. That's your job, was dealing with contracts.
Yes.
And you go, woo, woo.
It reminded me of a quilt.
Now, come on.
It's a quilt that somebody put together from a variety of different.
The components were there. They just weren't in an order.
Well, no. And some of the components were not relevant. And some of the relevant components were missing. So that's what I mean by it was a patchwork quilt.
So they should be thankful.
Yeah.
That you helped them with their contract. But that's good news.
Good news.
We had a what's it called when you? I forgot because I've made them a few times. You'd make a cassette for your girlfriend that has the songs that what's that called?
It's got a name.
A playlist. Yeah. It's called something.
Yeah.
We put together a CD. I used to put together these things that had like these are our songs.
Yeah. Playlist.
But there's something, there's an added to it.
Love track.
But the good news is we have a member of our family who put one together for being in love with God.
I don't want to jinx it.
What is that?
I know we don't believe in jinxing, but I feel like when you say some things out loud, the devil hears them. So I don't want to put it into the YouTube universe.
Which one of you know what I'm talking about? It's a playlist, but it's called, but there's a name for the playlist. Somebody else has done it. It's not just me who has done it. What do we have?
So Cindy, it's okay. I'm 7 a.m. brain on and I'm following Andy Fine.
What?
You do amazing things. I totally get that. I'm at a bed and breakfast. In fact, I work at a bed and breakfast in Goodlettsville, which is just south just stuff north of Nashville. A lot of people coming to Nashville stay here. Oh, how cute.
If you would have known that, you could have stayed at a bed and breakfast.
You know me. I'm kind of like old school, big hotel kind of person. Breakfast. You love bed and breakfast.
I love bed and breakfast. They're one of my favorites. So cool. Nobody's coming up with a playlist, what the name was called. A love list. Not a love list. It's called something else. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can't come up with it.
I don't know.
But anyway, we won't jinx it. We won't, not jinx, sorry. We won't put it out there for the devil to hear it.
Yeah. And play it over and over in people's cars.
Praise God.
Yes.
Her muscles are good today.
Nice. Kate. I fought the car and the car won, but I've come through with a funny story to tell. Yeah, that was terrible, Kate.
That's funny, Kate.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Lisa. Lisa's still here. Good to know, Kathy.
Hello, Lisa. Tomorrow is it's not the primary. What's it called? Oh my gosh, I can't come up with words today. I was fine until about 10 minutes ago.
It's not the primary?
Is it the primary? I thought there was another name for it. The primary is the election for the president in November. That's the primary. It's called something else. Anyway, we have an election tomorrow.
The whole country doesn't have it, just America, right? I mean, just the
California. Well, a lot of us, a lot of Western states, I believe. I should know more about this stuff. But here in Orange County, for sure, we want to make sure that those of you that may be listening or know somebody that's in Orange. Is it the primary?
Presidential primary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Presidential primary election. Oh, okay. Ken Williams is who we want for the Orange County Board of Education. We want to reelect him, not the numbskull who's running against him, Nancy Watkins. She's would be a horrific person to be on the board if she gets on there. We do not want her on there. And then we want no on the Orange Unified School District recall. So vote no on that. So anybody that knows anybody in the Orange area, or especially in the Orange Unified School District, those are two in particular that we really want. We're also wanting Steve Garvey. He may not be the best selection, but he's the one that has the chance. Right now, he's tied with Schiff, pencil neck Schiff that President Trump liked to call him. He's in a tie, which is pretty significant for this mostly Democrat-run state.
Who's this Ryan Bent?
Ryan Bent is our friend. He came here and I interviewed him. He was running for the water. We definitely want him. Two.
And Hope Howell?
Hope Howell. We have no idea who she is or Zonia.
Because
we're taking it from a voter guide
of
like-minded Republican people. But for sure, no on the recall at OUSD and Ken Williams we need. And these are school board specific type of votes that we want. Super Tuesday. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa knows. I should go to Lisa for these types of things. But it's called Super Tuesday is the name I was looking for. But it is a primary.
That's just because there's a lot of states doing it at once.
Yes. Super Tuesday. All right. Anything else, Schnugs, before we pray? Let's pray for Kate again. What did we say? She needs more healing.
Have you been watching the crazy politics in England?
Yes, in England, in a lot of these countries, the
you know, I didn't see what happened.
Just like anybody else, and I'm assuming that she's talking about the continued problems with immigration that they're having there in England too. There's all kinds of nonsense with the immigrants that have been brought in, and especially the Muslims. It's kind of like Canada, very similar to what's going on in Canada. Just craziness. Lisa says,
I'll send you the one that Darcy and I picked after we read them together for almost 2 hours about all of them, her voter guide.
Okay, cool.
But I think everybody's at a different.
Just some of
Lisa,
the.
Yeah. The because local. Our local ones are different. But
the districts.
And yeah. Like but thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
And Kathy says, enjoy Nashville. Go to the Parthenon. At Centennial Park downtown. What's a Parthenon?
It's a It's a building that's modeled after a Greek, the Greek Parthenon. And it's, I think it's, everything's the same. I think all the measurements and everything are exactly the same. But in the park, they quite often have
bands
and they have like a, what was the thing we had at the church down the street? Like a street fair type of thing.
Markets.
Like farmers market. Yeah. I went there and ate until my belly was going to explode.
Nice.
They had some really good food there and good music, good bands.
I think I'm going to take a nappy after this. I'm not feeling well, folks.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's take down the Parthenon.
How would you pray today?
Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for the amazing words of A.W. Tozier and, of course, your just infallible word in the Holy Bible that it always speaks to us and gives us truth. I'm so happy that you've given me the eyes to see and the ears to hear that I didn't have just a few short years ago. Thank you for my amazing wife. Thank you for our amazing family and our audience that watches and has great comments and just support us in every way that they do. Please help heal Kate, continuous healing for Kate for the incident the other day where she had some difficulty in just heal her muscles and the joints that need your healing hand. Thank you for what you're doing in our life with our family and the people around us. We just so are so grateful for everything that you've done for us. As we travel, please, you know, just take care of us as we go out into the world. As I go to Detroit, which is a place where I need your guidance and your protection, and Hedy and Zara as they go on to Nashville and compete, just protect her while she's out there competing and keep her safe. And again, we love you. We thank you for everybody who's on here with us, and you know the needs of everybody who's watching. Be there for them. We love you, and in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes, the same as the Great Parthenon in Greece. Oh,
you've been to both.
Awesome. He promotes Gaza and wins a seat. Sarah's curious stuff. Oh my goodness. And Cindy's praying for me. Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, is she talking about Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey?
She might.
No, I think she's talking about politics in Britain.
Oh, Paul. I'm sorry, Kate. I'm sorry that was. I got. Was
Steve Garvey promoted Gaza?
No. Steve Garvey is not a big Trump fan, from what I understand.
Ah, okay.
And so that's why I'm reluctant. There's a couple of those that I'm voting for that I'm not, you know, I got to kind of plug my nose to vote for.
Yeah.
But the alternative is way worse.
Waivers.
So on occasion we have to do that. All right.
Thank you all. We love you.
Hope you feel better, Snugs.
Thank you. I think I need to feel a little bit better after getting nappy.
You need me to go get you some ice cream or anything?
Oh, ice cream.
Yes. All right, my friends. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.